very happy now to welcome here, start off the show with a stand-up comedian. It's Toby Hicks, and he has a new CD out from Uproar Entertainment. That's the Drozen people. It's called Laugh or Die. And it's funny, Toby, because on the front, it's got like this National Geographic kind of cover, and you kind of look like Pac. And then on the inside, it looks like I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper, and you got the button-down shirt. So is that kind of a transition for you, or is that just double personality?
Oh, that's me, double personality. I had to take the shirt off to let them know, even though I'm a little guy, I'm still hood.
Well, you know, people like to use hashtag thug life, and they have no idea what they're talking about. You do know, don't you?
Oh, I definitely know. I definitely know. I've lived a heck of a life. That's why the movie Straight Outta Compton was so brilliant to me, because that was kind of during my time. I lived a life like lifestyle like they had, similar.
Now, did you sold rocks, right?
Yeah, I sold rocks.
Well,
yeah.
we can laugh about that now.
It was a crazy time. I mean, when I look back on it, you know, I'm just grateful that, you know, I'm still alive and things of that nature, because a lot of people didn't make it. But it was, so much money as a young kid. It was unbelievable.
One of the things I love about comedy, I'm a big fan, and I've had comedians come through here, I've interviewed them over the years, is that they come from every single walk of life, every culture, every... It's just funny, the path is almost never the same. There's no grad school for it. So how did you find yourself up on stage?
To be honest, the way I found myself on stage was my mom and a good friend of mine. My mom, she used to watch Def Comedy Jam on TV, mm-hmm. and she would tell me, she's like, Toby, you're as funny as these guys I see on TV. You should give that a try. And then I kept telling me I should give it a try. And it took me about a year and a half to finally get up enough courage to do it. And I knew a club owner in San Diego. That's where I started my career. And I told him I had been doing comedy for a while. I set it all up. And my very first show was 500 people. I was scared to death.
Wow.
The day of the show, I couldn't even eat. I wanted to cancel, but too many people were coming to see me. And you know what happened was I got that first laugh, and it was just like the crack that people use every day. I was hooked to the laughter, to the jokes.
Rick Tittle with Toby Hicks talking about his new CD from Uproar Entertainment called Laugh or Die. I've always kind of felt that comedy is a meritocracy. If you're funny, you're going to rise up. But did you ever find people saying, nah, his stuff is too street, it's too hood, that'll work at the Apollo, it ain't going to work here. Did you ever run into that?
Well, yeah, I've done that for years, but that's why I pride myself in putting myself in front of different audiences. Like, for instance, one night it might be all black. The next night it might be all white. The next night it might be all Latino. The next night it might be a gay audience. The next night it might be teenagers. And in that way, I'm well-rounded. And, you know, because there's a lot of black comedians who can only make black people laugh. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of white comedians who can only make white people laugh. And so, and the thing that people don't understand, I used to think that if you're just funny, everything's going to work out. But that's not the way it is, because I've gotten to a point to where I'm not at the top and I'm not at the bottom. I'm in the middle, and that's a tough place, because I'm actually too funny to go on the road with some people. So I lose out on a lot of work. It becomes a real challenge.
What happened then when, because I know you got picked on a little bit for being skinny. What happened when you're on The Tonight Show, people in your neighborhood turn it on and say, I know that ain't Toby.
You know, most of the people that grew up with me, they aren't shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, you know, because I used to get talked about a lot, I was a kid on the back of the bus every single day battling, you know, talking about people, taking what they said about me. So who would have ever thought that all that stuff, all that time I told jokes for free, that now it would become my life? I mean, I'm still amazed at that when I think about it.
Now, another
it has allowed me to go around the world, so it's been wonderful.
Not to interrupt. One of the things I love about comedy, too, is that there are no boundaries. And if it's funny, it's funny. And I think because of our American puritanical sensibility, sometimes we do get a little bit shocked. But I think a lot of times laughter is the best medicine for a lot of this stuff. And being a sports show, the whole thing with Michael Sam when he, and you know, it was such a it was a groundbreaking thing too. But like I said, I'm a fan of comedy, and if you can get a laugh at it, and people understand that it's just comedy. You do a bit on him, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, he should have just made a team first before he came out the closet. Michael Sam. I mean, the first player attempting to be in the NFL, and then I mean, look how it didn't work out. But like, he should have. And you know what? What really shocked me is that if I'd have been at the house, Rick, flipping the channels, and I'd have seen two men kissing on a Lifetime channel, I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see two men kissing on my dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, oh, man, I could not believe it. Every time I hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, I stop what I'm doing, Rick, and I watch.
So now that's Pavlovian. You hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and you think of men kissing.
Oh, It's spoiled forever. I turn around a lot slower now, just in case these two guys kiss and eating cake.
So let me, on another sporting topic, you know, I'm a lifelong Golden State Warrior fan. We had a pretty dry 40 years, and this last year obviously was fantastic. And I was lucky enough to go to the finals. And when I'm looking at LeBron, I'm thinking, man, LeBron, he's so good. When you're looking at LeBron, are you thinking about his mama and Delonte West?
I mean, and a lot of people, look how powerful LeBron is. LeBron got Delonte West. He's right out the NBA, and he's still a young guy. Well, I mean, that's the power of LeBron. But, you know, I was really, it's disappointing in his mother. Like, she should have known better than that. I mean, you know, to do something like that with one of his teammates, you know, she could have got a regular old guy. That doesn't make any sense.
You also have a track on Michelle Obama. What do you think about our First Lady?
I think she's awesome. I mean, And like I said, you could tell that she don't take nothing. You could just tell that, you know, she doesn't take anything, you know. I mean, that's why we're never going to hear a scandal of Barack cheating on Michelle. We're never going to hear anything like that. Can you imagine that? If he tried to cheat on Michelle, like I said, he'd be the first president with his stuff on the White House lawn.
I think she probably could knock him out, actually. He ain't that big.
But see, that's why she wears those sleeveless dresses, too. She's letting women know. Check out these arms, these back arms. Yeah, she's working out around this White House. That's why she got her mama living at the White House, too. Her mother wasn't that old and elderly. She put her in there for extra set of eyes.
Got it. All right, especially, you know, coming out, the Clinton Democrats, you know, they'll try to get away with stuff.
Oh, yeah. Clinton, he had that desk that opened up.
All right.
That's how Monica Lewinsky got in there.
Exactly. All right, so the Uproar Entertainment people, that's the Drozen folks, and you're going way back to Richard Pryor with these people. How'd you get hooked up with them?
Well, actually, a friend of mine, I mean, I had heard of Mr. Drozen for years, and a friend of mine introduced me and basically told Mr. Drozen, you need to work with this. Mr. Drozen seen me do 10 minutes, and we've been working together since then. It's been a great relationship. I truly appreciate everything he's done for me.
Want to remind everybody, Uproar Entertainment, new CD by Toby Hicks. That's TobeHixx. It's called Laugh or Die. I got a title for your next CD. You want to hear it?
What's that, Rick?
From Rock Man to Funny Man.
And then, see, also, like a lot of times, you know, people don't know this. Like, they'll go, well, hey, man, why aren't you on Last Comic Standing and things like that? They don't know that it's a serious background check. So I figured I'm going to start my own. Maybe I'll just call my Ellen Sandy.
Homeland Security.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, hey, Toby, if you're ever up at the Punchline or Cobb's up here, we'd love to have you come sit in for a little bit here.
I definitely will.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. We will see you then. Remember, Uproar Entertainment, Laugh or Die, Toby Hicks. Come on back.